Well, Francie, it was always going to be a tough hurl, and it was just one today you just couldn't jump.
No, that's right, Tom. It's just unfortunate. I mean, that's football, you know, and we just didn't get off to a good start, and we were kind of playing catch up all game. And you know, the ball was going to Geraldine, and this time last year it was sticking to her, and today it was you know, bouncing off her knees and bouncing off her or going over her head, and just them things didn't work out. Tom, just wasn't her day.
It was a typical one of those cases of where a team came into the game, you know, as the champions, and the other came in to avenge a defeat from last year.
Aye, that's it. You know, it's a big thing. You know, hurt's a big thing in football, and I would say us beating Dunamoyne last year drove them on seriously. You could see them today; they were hunting and packs, and they were pushing us up, and they were making it very hard for us. And we expected nothing less from them. They're a good team, you know, and we just weren't able to get into our game today. And you know, that's supposed to credit to Dunamoyne,
because they played well and got some good scores against the strong breeze.
Aye, that was the difference. You know, we played with the breeze in the first half, and you know, they got a couple of nice, you know, points and play and stuff like that there. And that's the way football goes. And you know, we had our purple patch, and we didn't kick on. You know, we had a couple of goal chances, and we just didn't take them. You know, and that's football. And we just have to, you know, Grenham Barrett now, and you know, it's been a very good year. Go back to Ulster final, but just didn't retain the trophy.
Yeah, and I suppose you mentioned those goal chances. It was a golden one just before half time. Maureen O'Donnell clean through, got in well, a good ball in, and just decided to pop it over the bar.
She said at half time she was trying to lob the goalkeeper, but you know, and when you're one on one with the goalkeeper there, you have to make sure. And you know, it was a bad chance.
You needed a goal.
We needed a goal at that stage. You know, and there was two or three balls in earlier that there that went over the top of Jerry. And she'd have got the ball, she was in for a goal. But just that's the way it goes, Tom. It just wasn't her day. And fairness to the girls, they kept, you know, to the whistle, and just weren't able to bring back the deficit. And you have to give serious credit to Dunamoyne. They closed us out, and they won the game.
Yeah, because you were up against it at half time, 5 points down.
Oh, we're up against it, you know. We're up against it surely, Tom. But you know, that's credit to the girls. They come out in the second half, and they give it all they had, and it just wasn't good enough in the day.
Yeah, and Geraldine was really crowded out in the second half.
You know? Listen, they did a very good job in Geraldine, you know, and you know, that's just football again, Tom. And we weren't able just to break it down, and they put up a barrier, and it was, you know, we weren't able to kick points outside. That we were playing against the breeze in the second half, and we weren't able to kick the ball with a bar, and any ball we're going to need to work very hard for it. And but you know, credit to Dunamoyne, and you know, they're serious champions.
They were up for it big time, you know, and I'm not saying you weren't, but it looked like they were up for it more.
Aye, that's it, you know. And as I said earlier on, you know, about the hurt, you know, that drove them on. And this time last year it was us, you know, had the hurt, and it drove us on. And but I suppose you can allow for two. It was just a bad day in the office, and we just didn't perform, Tom.
I was on to Alan Gunn the other night, and he was telling me that Dunamoyne have won the All-Ireland three times, and each occasion they've come back, they could never win the Ulster Championship the following year. So that's remained true again this year.
Yeah, that's a good stat, you know. But someone out there will break that stat, Tom. You know, the stats are there, and hopefully, you know, maybe this time next year these girls ours will come back again, and probably will be Dunamoyne the final again, and hopefully the hurt from this year will drive them on. And you know, our girls, you know, we have to give them serious credit, you know, for 2014, they give the club and Terman and the community and Terman a serious lift. You know, to win the Ulster first of all was a serious achievement, then to go on and win the All-Ireland, for a wee club like Terman to go out and win the All-Ireland, it was an unbelievable achievement. And you know, nobody can take that away from them. And hopefully now, as I said, the hurt from this here game will drive them on next year again, and they can go and try and get won the Ulster Championship.
And your second best team in Ulster, and maybe end up second best team in the country.
Well, that's, you know, that's it. You know, as I said earlier on, whatever team beats Dunamoyne this year will win the All-Ireland. You know, they're a serious compact team. They're strong in key areas, and you know, whoever team beats them, Tom, will be a very good team, because they're just very strong outfit.
Yeah, and can Terman stay at the top now that they're there?
Well, that's the question. You know, that's the question, and only the girls can answer that question. You know, apart from Mo, you know, the rest of the girls, and some of them are only 26 and 27, and they still have a bit of football to do. You know, Granny McDade is out with the back, and hopefully she might be back next year. And Sharon McLaughlin, she was pulled, took a year out, so hopefully she come back next year. And that's two women up, you know, before you even start from this year's team. And with the younger girls getting another year at senior football, it'll bring the club on. And mark my words, Tom, it'll be nothing for worth of trying. Anyway, they'll be back here in the Ulster final next year. First of all, if they won Donegal, it'll be no even achievement there to win it the other. But you know, trying to get one Donegal first and then get back to Ulster again.
Yeah, and will you be there with them?
Tom, I'm going to just take a break now, and you know, it's not the day for making you know, bold statements or nothing like that. There, I'll just sit back now and see how it happens over the winter, and we'll take it from there.